stepping into our time machine, you may remember there was this event called Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Yeah, do you remember that? Do you remember that? I'm sorry. Trigger warning. And there was a lot of hardware announced there, including Huawei's P10 phone, which we definitely talked about on this show. But Juan, you've spent some time with the P10 and you have a review up. Tell us a little bit about it.
I like it. It's really nice. It's pretty and it's shimmery and it's shiny.
You're hugging it. He's hugging it on camera, y'all.
We missed the hug.
I was just looking for it lightly against my face.
Oh, is it blue? Is it blue?
Yeah, so it's this is their hyper cut diamond texture backplate, which it really does do what they say it's supposed to do, which is provide a shimmery surface which is nearly impervious to fingerprint smudges. So what? As you like you molest the back of your phone with
or just use it in every normal everyday use.
I mean, you should see my Chromebook. My Chromebook right now is disgusting, so I understand that.
No, it's this like epic battle in the comments on our videos all the time. Like, you know, oh, you need to clean your phones off more when you're shooting reviews. It's like, no, I'm actually reviewing this phone. I'm not shooting a commercial for this phone. That's fair. What it looks like just as I'm handling it to shoot video of it. So I would say mission accomplished for that design feature on the really blue version of the Huawei P10. But overall, it's definitely an iterative year for Huawei. A lot of people are probably going to point to this doesn't feel like a radical departure from last year's P9. A lot of people are going to feel that some of the stuff is a little stale because it's about bringing tech from the Mate 9 down into the smaller form factor phone. But I think there's a lot of subtle and little improvements that I think elevate this up to a phone that's a lot nicer than just the sum of its parts.
Juan, will we be seeing this phone in the U.S.?
So right now we have no confirmation on that. The interesting thing is we did eventually get the Mate. So there is potential that maybe mm-hmm. we'll just get a later release for the P. We know we'll be going to Canada. So there is North American distribution for this phone. Just we might not get it here in the USA. I know a lot of people are hoping that we'll see some of this tech make it to an Honor. So like an Honor mm-hmm. 9, mm-hmm. Something like that. You know, the Honor 8 was a killer, very popular phone for our reviews last year at the premium mid-ranger price point. So if we could get some of this P10 kit in a phone somewhere around that $400 to $500 price point, I know a lot of people who would be excited about that.
So in terms of camera hardware and capabilities, how would you rate this against maybe Huawei's flagship or maybe even the Honor 8?
Well, you know, that's kind of an interesting part of the conversation is I would consider this to be Huawei's beginning of the year flagship. So the P10 and the P10 Plus are sort of like an S7 and an S7 Edge. And then later in the year, you've got a Mate, which is going to do battle against a Note. So when we start looking at other manufacturers, I'm consistently impressed with what Huawei is able to do with high silicon, making their own chipsets. This is maybe one of the most, if not the most powerful phone we've reviewed so far. And we're probably not going to be seeing anything in North America that can rival it until we start getting Qualcomm 835 parts out there.
Do you mean this in comparison to like the LG G6, which is...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So when we look at the LG G6, the chipset that they're using is the same one that's in the Pixel. It's the Snapdragon 821. Not only just in terms of benchmarks, but even just navigating the UI, loading apps, multitasking, things like that. This phone is the P10 is formidable in what it's capable of doing. And then also the camera stuff. It's formidable.
Good vocab. I love it when we have big vocab on the show. Anyway, go on.
But you know, at the same time, it's got some other really fun features too. I've been a huge fan of this Leica Huawei partnership. Mm. Some of the most stunning and photographic images I've seen from any phone with this dual sensor and a unique take on a dual sensor where it's not like a zoom or a wide angle, both sensors working in tandem. Deliver just stunning detail and clarity for a smartphone camera.
Are these the two sensors that the one that shoots in black and white, the one that shoots in color, like on the Honor 8?
Exactly. Okay. So the Honor 8 was borrowing parts from the P9, and the P9 was that first generation sensor. This one, the resolution on the monochrome sensor climbs up, and we get optical image stabilization. A lot of these terms that photo fans are really going to be excited about. And so while it's not... You know, I'm always hesitant to use a word like intuitive. because I don't really think any piece of software is really intuitive. But this is probably one of the steeper learning curves to really get a feel for the camera. But once you invest a little time, I'm consistently impressed with what this camera system can produce.
Does this phone have the new EMUI?
It has the newest EMUI.
So we got so EMUI not 5.0, the one that comes with AppDrawer and organization.
So 5.0 gave us back our AppDrawer, right, and it fixed our notification shade. And so Honor 8, if you were on an Honor 8, you know, I know a lot of people who were very happy to see those changes come. This is EMUI 5.1. I don't know that people would really be apt to see any significant design change. There aren't a ton of new features that are going to call attention to that software platform. But really, everything about this phone is about refinement. So it's about refining the resource management. It's about refining the garbage collection. It's about refining the multitasking situation. And then they also did a partnership with GoPro. So the new gallery app for the Huawei has a little GoPro plugin so that you can quickly cut up video and photos if you want to do sort of little auto awesome style videos that you can send to family and friends, some fun stuff like that. But it's a screamer. It's one of the fastest Android phones I've ever used. And I think it'll be an interesting position for Huawei because it looks like it's going to be one of the less expensive, starting with the base model P10. When you put it up against the pricing that we just found out for the G6, the pricing that we're assuming for an S8, it lacks a few things like water resistance, but it makes a compelling argument for being stinking powerful, having a great camera, and coming in about 100 euro cheaper than its next closest competitor.
Have you been using it on any of like the US carriers at all?
Yeah. I popped in an AT&T SIM. I was using it on Project Fi out during MWC. But back in the States, I've got it on AT&T LTE, and I've been getting fine coverage. I haven't found anything where it seems like it's dropping signal in any way. Well, around Los Angeles, you're going to drop signal. You cross the 101 or the 405. but I haven't found anything that would make me concerned about performance or anything like that. So again, I know, if we can't get the P10 here, I'm really hoping for a strong Honor showing.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm wondering, what if this comes to Amazon and maybe somebody wants to buy it? So,
but I had good experiences with the Mate 9 too. Before we had the official U.S. launch, they seemed like they already had GSM carriers here in the United States in mind. I seriously doubt we'll ever see this on Sprint or Verizon.
No.
But for AT&T and T-Mobile, I've had perfectly fine experiences with signal and connectivity.
Nice.
I guess the last question is, how much is this thing?
It's 649 euro to start. So like we just saw with the LG G6, it's about 100 euro cheaper. I'm not sure what pricing is going to be regionally for other markets. So the Canadian pricing, I think, will help give us a clue if we do eventually see a United States launch.
Yeah, we got the, you mentioned a couple of times, the LG G6 pricing, I guess, was released, at least for the European market, 750 euros for that, which is kind of in between.
Yeah.
Well, the iPhone and the Google Pixel XL is much more of that, around 900 euros. And, you know, there's
cheaper
plenty
than
lower
the HTC U Ultra.
Cheaper than that. More expensive than the S7 Edge, you know? So, right in the middle.